saying nothing, lying where the sun is, baking down upon our sides.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View, and thank you, Elvis Presley and Neil Diamond, for that song. Do you know that yesterday, I believe, was Elvis Presley's 78th birthday? If he had been alive, what would he look like if he were 78? I actually am not sure I want to imagine that, given what happened in the latter part of his life. As you probably know, I am a very big Elvis fan, so that was not said with any real derision. I respect the guy, the king, tremendously, very, very sad, died at 42 years old. I mean, it's really, really kind of shocking. So it's time for the Men's Room with Wayne Levine. Wayne is a life coach for men, couples, and families. He's the director of BetterMenCoaching.com in Agoura Hills, California, where he facilitates men's groups and men's retreats. Their mission is to help men be the best men, fathers, and husbands they can be. Welcome back to the show, Wayne.
Here we are again, Bruce.
Here we are. So do you think men and women treat, do, or look at sex at all differently?
Yes, I do.
Okay, good.
Your column is brilliant.
Thank you, thank you. Okay, we're done. Let's go to commercial.
Mm-hmm.
Wayne agreed with me. I think I want to quit while I'm ahead.
Too late.
Ahead being the operative word. Okay, now, but I'm bump. Seriously, Wayne.
Yes, sir.
Where did I go right or wrong, or what would you like to add to the discussion of how we men approach sex differently than women?
Well, you know, I deal with a lot of guys who are in long-term committed relationships, a lot of them long marriages, and there's a lot of frustration. And what happens as we get older is we start talking about sex differently. When we're younger, we're not usually aware of the emotional component. Although I know a lot of young guys, I mean, who definitely get, they may not be aware of it, but they're completely enmeshed in that psychological component of sex. It's what causes a lot of problems for them because they lose perspective.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not talking about that. They change their tune, though, when they get older. And what the topic of conversation begins to become is about intimacy. And sex, men.
Wait, men talk about that?
Real men do.
Really?
And they start to feel it. Because when we start talking about sex as a topic, which happened recently in one of our men's groups, what was coming out of one guy's mouth really had nothing to do with sex. It had to do with the connection that he's yearning for with his wife.
So the stereotype, of course, is that the man could more or less care less and care less about the connection. They just want the act, and then right afterwards, it's like a big who cares. You're saying that it has been different in the men's work, particular group.
Yeah, well, I think both live sort of simultaneously. Both exist.
Mm-hmm.
We think about sex differently. We're satisfied differently.
Easier. Do you agree with that, for the most part?
More easily. But yes. As I said, a lot of the desire as we get older for the things that we used to think we really wanted, you know, it becomes more important for those who aren't having that intimate relationship with a woman. And for those who are in a relationship, but it's not what they want, what they're really wanting is a deeper connection with the women that they're with. So it's a tricky topic. We don't always know what we're talking about, but it's certainly a topic that is not discussed enough.
What aspects of it do you think are not discussed enough?
Well, what it means to the men. I mean, most men just don't, even men who are in groups like the ones that I lead, sex is like the last thing they're willing to talk about. It's a vulnerable topic, and putting it out there and letting the men know what problems they're having or what they're wanting reveals sometimes the most private part of a man, and that's just very difficult for a guy to get to.
Very true. And the whole idea of intimacy, which is the stereotypical thing a woman wants and takes from sex, is very hard for some men to grasp and to provide the woman what they need, thinking that it's just mechanical things that'll be satisfactory, when in fact the most important organ to engage your woman with is her brain, or your brain to her.
Yeah, or your heart to hers.
Well, yes, I'd say both, unless it's just a hookup type of thing.
Yeah. It's so complicated that there's so much ego involved, so much hurt, resentment, regret, especially later on in the years, that it makes it very difficult for men to be clear, really, to understand what's going on for them. I mean, that's the whole point of counseling. We get to a point where we're confused. We just really don't know exactly what's going on inside of us, because we've had feelings, but on top of those feelings have been adaptive behaviors and regret and disappointment and rejection and this and that. We don't know sort of which end is up. It's good to have other men or counselors or whatever to talk to, just to figure out where you're at before you take action. And because most men, not just about this topic, but most, they act without being clear, they end up causing more damage and push away the thing that they want most.
What would you know, you said something earlier that I think is extremely pervasive, which is that an older relationship, I don't mean old in age, but a relationship that's been around for a while, marriage or otherwise, will often get stale, and there will be bad habits that have occurred. Bad habits that mean that may be, you know, dropping the ball on something that pleases each other, or just dropping the ball, period. When you get in that rut, what is a piece of advice you give to a man, at least, that says, look, we're just not having sex anymore, and it used to be great, and now it's not? What's the first thing you would say?
Well, the first thing I'm thinking about is what needs to be said between the two of them that has not been said.
Mm-hmm.
And even if the guy thinks it's been said, she hasn't heard it for one reason or another. He hasn't said it properly. It's been tinged with too much anger, criticism, and she's not responding, and she's probably not getting some of what she wants. So you've got this negative loop going, and what has to happen is honesty has to happen.
Right? What's that? In a relationship, we're supposed to actually talk the truth?
Yeah. When you know, it always, it just comes down to telling the truth. First to yourself.
Right.
And then figuring out, okay, well, if I want to make this particular change in my life, then I need to make this certain commitment, and I need to tell the truth about it.
Would you agree with one of the differences that I put in the column, which is that men are more reluctant to talk about any sexual issues, problems, with their men friends than, say, women are with their women friends?
Well, I don't know. You know, there's this notion that all women talk to their friends about these things, but I don't know if that's always necessarily the case.
I'm not talking about always in any of these things. I'm talking about most of the time. I believe it is.
Yeah, I don't know if that's I don't know if that's true. I'm not a woman. I don't hang out with them. I know
you're
women,
married to one. Do you know who she talks to?
She's private.
Okay.
She's private. She doesn't reveal those things
to other women.
Mm-mm.
So you know that.
I've asked her, and she said, you know, she's in various different kinds of groups, and they'll talk about all sorts of things, but these topics don't usually come up. Now, I suspect because a lot of those women are not very happy around that stuff, and they don't really want to reveal it. They're embarrassed, or they're sad.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think that's a bigger issue for men. We attach a lot of our power to other men, you know, in comparing our sexual conquests. And if we were to admit a failing, or in quotes, a shortcoming, that would be very hard.
Well, and where it comes out, though, is the way men talk about the women they'd like to have an affair with.
Yeah, yeah.
And that reveals a lot. And the more they're not getting what they want, whatever the reason is, the more they're consumed with getting it someplace else.
Or doing online porn, which we've talked about many times, is a very bad outlet when you're not getting what you want at home.
But these affairs, you know, it's really still the connection. It's feeling wanted, having a woman think you're attractive. I mean, it's not just sex. I mean, I guarantee you, there are a lot of men who are wanting that sort of, to look in a woman's eyes and see something returned that says, wow, you're a real man, and I really appreciate being with you. And that's something that they're not often getting from the women they're with for any number of reasons.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. We're out of time, Wayne. Quickly tell our listeners where they can find you.
They can find me and then look in my eyes at bettermancoaching.com.
And we will talk with you next week. Thanks so much. A really good segment, Wayne.
Thanks, Bruce.
Okay, stay tuned for Teen Rap with Pastor Drew Sams.
Nothing's ever been found stronger than love.